So, a couple of weeks ago, I had an experience that's haunted me ever since. So much so, I felt the need to discuss it with the women who run with the Moose when we got together for our gals' night Thursday evening. Betty was hosting, and she was serving these skinny watermelon margaritas. Oh, perfect for a hot summer night in Mahoosic Mills and for helping the conversation to flow. Not that us gals ever have a problem in that department. So last Saturday, I was at the baked bean supper down to the Congo Church, I began. And who do I run into but Eleanor Purdy? How is old Ellie? Asked Shirley. Just as sweet as ever. We all chuckle at that one. Celeste goes, that gal must be pushing 90. 88 next week, she told me. Heck, she pretty much announced it to everyone there. She always was a little rough around the edges, to put it mildly. Shirley adds. Well, she was going on about something or other, but I couldn't stay with it. I was distracted by these little hairs she had sprouting all over her chin. Plus, she had this exceptionally long one growing from the end of her nose. I found it hard to look at anything else. Dottie goes, aging ain't for the faint at heart. No, it isn't, adds Betty. All of a sudden, you realize the fat on your body is moving around, heading from your butt to your stomach, your breast to your inner thighs. Yeah, but when your hair starts migrating, I sigh, unable to go on. It's discouraging, no doubt about it, Celeste says. For once, all six of us sit there in silence, pondering our fate. Finally, Shirley goes, to be honest, I have a couple of places on my chin. Me too, Rita jumps in. I have this place on the side of my face, I say, where there's this tiny mole. I have to keep a watch on. Yep, goes Dottie. Here's mine. I looked at it the other day, and suddenly it was about an eighth of an inch long, like overnight. I mean, what the? How long have I been walking around with this thing? Well, Rita begins, we have to get our husbands to swear they'll never let us leave the house with hair sprouting out of our face. Thought of that, Rita, but here's the deal. Charlie barely notices if I change my hairstyle, if I'm wearing a new outfit, if the towels are clean. I mean, I just don't trust that he's paying that much attention. Ever the voice of reason, Betty chimes in. Clearly, we have to do it for each other, make a pact. Where do I sign up? Dottie asks. Tweezers, Celeste says. We need official women who run with the Moose tweezers. We all yell, road trip! And if I black out, Rita adds, and end up in a coma or something, you have to promise to keep my eyebrows nice and trim my cuticles, maybe do my hair once a week. You bet, Rita. What are friends for? Shelley goes, Jeez Louise, this is getting way too deep for me. I could go for another one of them margaritas. Me too. And before you know it, we're all on to other things, talking a mile a minute, eating like we haven't seen food before, and laughing like there's no tomorrow. Oh, God, what a great bunch of gals. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.